Report, Democrats post Roe strategy is flopping with voters. By Katherine Hamilton on July 7, 2022. As soon as news leaked that the Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade, Democrats starting working at making abortion a midterm issue. A message that is already falling flat with voters, The Hill reported Wednesday. Here we are with leadership basically reduced to begging for people to vote, Aaron Chappell, political director of the grassroots group Our Revolution, told the publication. No clear plan, no promises of what those votes will translate to. Now that the issue of abortion laws has been returned to state legislatures, Democrats have begun chattering about attempting to codify Roe or even revive the Women's Health Protection Act, which would prohibit local, state, and federal officials from preventing abortions at any stage of pregnancy. Pro-abortion groups are already dumping money into Democrats' campaigns and paying for political attack advertisements against pro-life Republicans. Democrats are also hoping to create enough urgency to tilt the turnout numbers in their favor by fear-mongering about a potential national abortion ban if Republicans win back the House and Senate in November. But according to The Hill, some Democrat strategists question whether that's the right approach. I think that there is just this wishful thinking on the part of the party establishment that suddenly Roe being overturned is good news, that this changes the tide of the midterms, Chappell said. Out of desperation to move the needle before a highly anticipated red wave, Democrats are talking again about adding justices to the Supreme Court. Far-left Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWA, released a statement on Tuesday saying, "We must hold these rogue justices to account." Democrats are also pushing to end the filibuster, a move President Joe Biden spoke in support of last week, in order to codify Roe. However, some lawmakers say Biden's statement was half-assed, as he could have pushed to end the filibuster sooner. It's just astounding that it took them this long, and then when he finally gets to it, when he finally comes around on it, it's a weak announcement at the end of a news week, an unnamed Democratic strategist said. People are pretty pissed. Sawyer Hackett, a senior communications strategist at the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, chastised Democrats for self-fulfilling defeatism, in light of the fact that they control nearly every level of political power. If we have all of that and we still can't win on issues in that environment, then there are clearly these major structural issues we have to tackle too, Hackett said.